Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So have you wondered where I've been? Been off the air for a few days. Do you think maybe I took a vacation? Maybe I flew to Europe. Maybe I just wasn't feeling well and decided not to do the radio show. No, I wouldn't miss the radio show for anything. I wouldn't miss talking to you for anything. You know, we try to do it every single day except for holidays and maybe for a week or two in December. But the best planned business schedules can go haywire. Have you ever had that happen to you? So what happened to me was we lost our hard drive on the computer. Now, we have more than one computer here, but there's one specific computer we use to do the radio show, and that's the computer that the hard drive just went out. And the interesting thing about that is the computer's not that old. The computer is only 8 months old, and it certainly wasn't a problem. The computer manufacturer was very gracious. They had actually installed a new hard drive. They came out and installed a new hard drive the next day. But it takes time for Carbonite to reload all of the data. It takes time to put the programs on, so that's where we were. I was planning on it. I was ready. I was excited. I had a title. I wanted to do the radio show, and I felt let down when I couldn't get on the air and talk to you. Have you ever had that happen to you? You show up in the morning, and you have your to-do list. You are ready to go. You are going to just tear it up. Just make it happen. Just get through that to-do list. And all of a sudden, there's a problem. Everything changes. There's a customer that you need to deal with. There's a shipment that didn't get where it was supposed to be. There's an employee that called in sick. There's a big sale that you have to go and see the people, the president of the company. And all of a sudden, your entire day is just in confusion. Well, this is not unusual. This is being in business. And this is why many people don't want to be in business, because they can't deal with the uncertainty. We deal with uncertainty. That's what we deal with. Every single day of our lives, we have to be flexible. We have to be prepared to come to handle whatever comes our way. If something comes our way, we need to rethink everything. We need to change everything. We need to readjust our priorities. And we're doing this on a daily basis. Sometimes we're doing it on an hourly basis. Any single moment, things can go haywire in your business. And that's the difference between a successful person in business and a person who's not successful. You are able to absolutely go with it. Whatever happens, you don't get knocked off balance. You analyze the situation. You choose your priorities. You go right at it. You take care of it. And this is also why business people don't end up working 8 hours a day or 5 days a week, because there are just so many things that need to be taken care of. And the really interesting part is people who aren't in business think the more business you do, the less you have to do. The more money you make, the less you have to do, the less problems you have. And that, of course, isn't true. The more money you make, the more stress you have, the more challenges you have, the more problems you have. And it's your ability to deal with all of that in a way that's just absolutely amazing that makes the difference. So my business plans went haywire. Of course, obviously, everything's back online again. My assistant, Evelyn, who is just the best, got everything up and running, got everything reloaded, worked overtime to make sure that everything was back in place as it should be. And, of course, wouldn't know what to do without her. Also, don't forget to back up your computers. We had photos. We have 500 blog posts. We have years of material on this hard drive. And if we hadn't had it backed up, I would have lost everything. But it was just a matter of waiting for it to be reloaded from Carbonite. So make sure that you have a backup and make sure that you're backing up off-site. And, you know, the people around you also help you become successful. They are the people who also need to be willing to understand when things don't go the way they should. Teach them how to react. Teach them how nothing is a problem, it's only a challenge. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking with you. And since the computer is just like new, we'll be talking every single day, Monday through Friday. Thank you so much. Bye.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.